Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? God damn it. Man, I hope you're ready for the hits and goddamn shit. Because I'm sure open to talk, so. You know, people be telling me that they be getting what they get from just listening to the videos. And I ain't mad at them. I'm not mad at all. But they also call me later on, and they be talking about how they ran into a wall. And it just stopped working. Then they want me to explain to them why it's not working. What I'm saying, could really call in, you know, or they could get in Sidewalk University and learn some shit. Oh, wow. We got this knuckle here. Hey, hiding man.
Rosebud.
Why are you hiding? What's up?
Rosebud is Kylie, man. What's going on, man? Long time, man.
Who is
Poppy,
this?
With you, man. It's Colin, man.
Who is this? Who?
It's Colin, man. I used to be in your university a couple of semesters ago, man.
Okay, man. What's happening, bro?
What's popping with you, man? I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, call you and let these fellas know that Sidewalk University is the shit, man. It changed my life, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Hey, man. What's some of the things going on that's changed? How's shit with the ladies? How's your conversation?
Man, Rosebud, I'm an old head, man. When I came to you, I was 50 a couple of years ago, mate. And now I'm 52, and you know what I'm saying? My confidence. When I holler at the bitches, man, they just melt in my hands, mate. And it all came from understanding me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, man, and I love hearing it, goddammit. That's some bomb and, shit, man. Hey, you know my email is scrolling across on StreamYard. Hit me, man, so I can holler at you.
All right, bud, appreciate that, man. Much love, man.
Make sure you do. What are you, man? That's one of my students. I remember him. Listen, what I'm really saying as far as lack of vision is you guys think it's for the shit. And just because you see yourself progressing, you got whatever. And then you run into that wall. See, I'm picky when it comes to my motherfucking women. And I'm starting to believe I'm going to be choosing for the rest of my goddamn life. I mean, you know, I'm not dreading it, but I'm going to really find one that really fits the deal, that, you know, is going to keep fitting the deal. Or is it that I'm silly? Some motherfuckers don't even know what the fuck they want. They don't know what they want, and they miss it when it's right in their face. A lot of people do that. I really think it's because I'm picky. See, I know that one that I meet tonight, my worst me is going to be who meet her. That woman I meet tonight, she's going to be her best me. She's going to be her best her. That would be my best me. And the thing is, my worst me is not that much bad worse than my good me. But there are differences. See, and women's best them usually is totally different than a man's best a woman's best hurt is almost the opposite of worse hurt. So what it is they always have some kind of hidden agenda, some hidden thoughts about you that they're not really telling you. And the shit don't come out until they see the worst you. And the worst them comes out. And you hear all this stuff that they, you know, have saved up for you. Now, when you see the worst them, they're horrendous. They're screaming and dancing up. The worst me might be like a bitch or something. Because, see, we don't hide that much stuff as far as who we are, dudes. We hide a lot, women. That's why I'm bringing out the worst me almost immediately. I know 7 minutes ain't gonna go by before that bitch sees my worst me. And I don't have time, no goddamn time to waste wondering if this bra is going to be cool for me. And the way you see is see how she handled the worst you. Don't waste time allowing you to have yourself in your own thoughts. Now, I got us to talk about truckers. I don't know how much you guys trucking time you guys have, but hey, I've been this trucking course, not trucking course, this confidence course for truckers. Man, I've been getting pretty good compliments on it. And the stops for gas, the stops and whatever stop, I don't really know what stops you guys make. But what I mean is, you know, if you drive long track cross country, or you might be a salesman. You know, you might just take long drives. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if you got clients that you want to kick it me across cities or country, what I'm saying is, whatever you do for your income, if it involves long drives, you need to get that trucker's a version of the course. 786, what's up?
Hey, vision is important, bro. The lack of vision, people perish. The lack of vision,
exactly.
People perish.
Exactly, bro. That's why.
And that is real, bro. Nobody's talking about it.
What made you?
Everything is
what
like
made
a fantasy.
You say that?
I say that because with vision, if you don't have, you got to have vision in a marriage. If you don't have a vision in a marriage, your wife is going to leave you.
Especially in a marriage. Yeah.
Mm.
But what made you say that? I'm curious.
Oh, about the lack of vision? Because, man, that's important, bro. And for us men, especially with me, you know, being 41, that I have to build my vision up. I have to have more vision than money.
Man.
If I don't have more vision than money, then you know, that's not a vision. That's somebody else's vision.
If you don't have a vision money, you're going to let that money rule you and you're going to lose that. If you got vision, that money is going to help you see further. But you still going to be using your vision. Because let's say you got $10. You can only see as far as $10 going to let you see. Now you dream and you can have aspirations, but the reality of vision is so that you can take your step toward your goal. So what I'm saying is we have to make sure that we have vision and we have to be utilizing our vision daily. Otherwise, wake up with what's on your mind. Just wake up. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
All right, let me get this other caller, bro.
Okay, my bro.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Earl, what's happening, man?
I got a couple of questions for you because you snuck a few of them in there on me.
Come on.
I don't know if you realize it, but I've been driving trucks for 18 years, and I didn't know you had a course for truckers.
What? I think it's like 16 different little MP4s, and it is a lot different than the course that we use. It's not a lot different content-wise. But the way it's delivered is a lot different because I got you doing shit like driving and you know, when you pull over to whatever you pull over for, I got you doing shit. So, you know, it's cool. Let's just holler at me, Earl, and we'll talk about that.
The second question, you literally just described my whole entire life almost after SWU. When you said how you deal with a woman, and my problem is right now I'm running women off too quick because I'm putting so much truth out there that it's scaring them.
Wait, just like man. But when I'm at a frog, if she needs running over, I'm gonna run her over. But not necessarily I'm running her over. And you got to understand, man, the truth kills a lot of people. So you got to ease the truth in after you see she's cool. You know, once you start off, you know, talking, you don't want to bring all the truth to her right now. She ain't even worth it. So what I'm saying is you use that arsenal as that little, you know, bridge to meeting her, if that's the case, and the way we discuss using it. But then the next conversation, not this arsenal conversation, but if it's the next conversation, you can start bringing a little bit more to her because now she already likes you. But you can't run them over with that shit before they like you. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I had such a low tolerance for wasting time that I want to get straight to the point to see if you even want what I'm offering.
Yeah, but check this out, man. You can't think of it as wasting time. It's only wasting time if the bitch not responding and you still standing there talking. But the way I'm saying it, I don't know what you actually say to them, but let's say you know, not necessarily want pussy. You know, you want a real relationship with a bitch, whatever. I don't know if you say something like that, but let's say you did. And she just, what's up?
I'm gonna go to this Western Union.
You coming back?
Yeah. You got a $10 bill on you? Because you know they charge money. No.
You know these motherfuckers can eat your ass. Now, go look on my dress. I think I got $20 there. Take that, you motherfucker. Bitch ass. Okay, I'm sorry, man. You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Earl. Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's okay to come back. I'm doing my show. I wasn't there. What was I saying, Earl? This probably made me forget.
You talking about how to handle that first conversation, and you were giving an example of what could be said.
I even forgot the example I gave. What the fuck is that, man? This brother, man. That's a real girl, man. I ain't got no business fucking with it. He ain't even 28. You know I ain't got no business fucking with that bitch. But, can't help us. Everyone, let me just start over on that. What I'm saying, man, you might, oh yeah, you might have said you won't have a relationship. So I'm like, the thing is, she gotta deserve you even thinking that about her. You can't just say, I mean, you can, but you see what happens when you say shit that, you know, she don't deserve. You know, and just because you know to be direct, to the point, you're trying to, you know, take no time, waste no time, that don't mean you don't have to put your work in. It's not coming to you just because you know. It's coming to you when you do what you know. And what you have learned is you got to put your work in. And that arsenal is how you're going to get to put your work in. So not putting it in work. You can't depend on the arsenal to really get into who you are as far as this woman. You just use that arsenal. You don't go, you know, block what you said, blah, blah, blah. And then when you see she, you know, y'all cool, or she call you again or whatever, you can take it from there, Earl. But do you understand my point?
Yeah, I understand exactly. It's almost like it feels like I was taking the lazy route and trying to cut straight to the end instead of going step by step and letting the process work.
Now, I would not have said that because I wouldn't have thought that of you, but that is exactly what the fuck you was doing. You was rushing it. You know what you want, and you know that you can actually have it. So instead of going through the process, you take a shortcut. Yeah, man, that's right. So we got to eliminate that, man. Put your work in, man. Let the attraction happen before you start telling her shit about you. We good?
Yeah, it's making a whole lot of sense to hear you put it that way.
Man, you got to get at me, Earl, not on the show. You got to get at me, period. You know, sometimes there's questions you might have that need answering.
Yeah, to be honest with you, bud, a lot of times I think about calling. I really be looking at it like, man, he probably busy. I don't even want to, you know, interrupt what he's doing. I just called on the show.
Hey, I'm telling you now, that's the wrong way to look at it. If I'm busy, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm busy as fuck. What you want, man? And you're going to tell me. We still going to kick it, whether I'm busy or not.
I'll do it from now.
Hey, Earl, that's the relationship we developed, bro.
All right, shoot. I appreciate it.
All right, let me get this other call. 929, what's up? 929, are you there? So, the truckers that have bought the truckers version, a couple of them have bought the other version. But they like the fact that they can study the course while they're driving, which they could never really study the course, the original course, because it was like a class. This, you know, is like, you know how they're making these little exercise things now. That you could be on a stationary bike, because you could be watching this dude going over the hill, and you feel like that's what you're doing. And that's how that trucker thing is. It gives you things to do that you wouldn't ordinarily do when you buy some gas or just eating, Been to spend the night wherever you, oh, I don't know what y'all really do. But I'm telling you, they just love being able to study on the road. Along with the course, you do get the attention of being in a group environment without ever having to be anywhere except for where you headed. That's the good, some of the good shit about it. And I know attention spans are shorter, so I have 16 30-minute MP4s with me instructing you like you're in class. And you get motivation and encouragement, you know, from my style of teaching, which puts you in a street smart mentality, but you never need to be in the streets. I mean, this is just unique. You don't need to be in danger to learn how to be in danger. You get it all in the safety of your cab until you go out and do the exercises, which is where you're going to practice the new strategies that I teach you. Practice makes perfect, and that's why you're going to have to practice. I mean, that's what it's all about. All truckers and road trip type businessmen, you know, salesmen or whatever, I just have good news. Sidewalk University's off-campus confidence course is complete and ready for your ass. Ah, man. We already know of the five levels to manhood, but now getting there for those of you who, you know, stay on the road is as simple as putting in the damn MP3, putting it in your deck, and I guess you might say you could do that before, but you couldn't. It's different. In class one is like you're in class. There's nothing physical you do except for the assignments. All the activities in the trucker thing is physical. So you got to understand that I'm pushing this. I'm going to be pushing it all the time because my graduation rate has tripled. And that's because of the methods I use. 901, what's up with you?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
Okay. I got a question. What's the player way to communicate with a lady who's real, I guess, clingy, who don't want you to leave, who want to know.
Wait, bro. Did you say what is the player way?
Yeah, player way to handle it, to communicate with them.
Are you a player?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, man. Listen to what the fuck you saying, because I'm not a nigga to just take shit. I asked you, are you a player? And you said, yeah. So what I'm saying is, if you saying you a player, why the fuck don't you know what's the player way?
I'm doing it my way, but I'm asking a bona fide, you know what I'm saying, be certified player how to do it.
You guys got to stop that. That's why I'm asking you this. You got to stop that bullshit, man. You can't call me or depend on me clarifying something for you. You got to think whatever it is you think, and you got to go do it. And then you got to see what it does. And if it don't get the response you got wanted, then either you adjust what you're saying or you change what you're saying. But the player way is whatever way that works for you, man. Sometimes you got to say, bitch, listen. and say whatever you heard me call. You, as a matter of fact, you heard that little brother that was with me just in here just now, asking me about whatever the fuck. She had $100. Yeah, she had $100. She needed to spend her daughter something, some money on Western Union, and I guess she wanted to spend $100. So she said, what's she saying? Oh, do I have a $10 bill? For what? So, because it costs money to send. All right, bitch, just go. You know, bitch is, bitch, you know. You just let them know, man. That's the player way, man. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't fucked up about it. I'm talking about I actually enjoy having the bitch clinging. I just want to know how to capitalize off of it.
Meaning, what do you mean capitalize? Get money?
Yeah.
Well, you guys kill me, man. So let me ask you something. Do you think motherfuckers sneak that information to the bitch?
Do they sneak it to the bitch?
Some kind of spy way. Say it, or do you think they tell that bitch, look, I need some whatever?
It depends. I mean, it could work either way.
Oh, man, come on. If you don't let the bitch know, you ain't getting shit. And what I'm saying is, don't sound like you be letting the bitch know shit. Sound like you be hoping the bitch can do whatever. And if that ain't what you do, it ain't. But I bet it is. Come on, man. Be real up in here.
Nah, man. You kind of lost me right there. You kind of lost me right there.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, I don't believe that you want money from a bitch. I believe you hope she gives you some. That's what I believe. Now, what's up?
Yeah, that's some real shit. I mean, because I mean,
No. See, this is what I'm saying. First and foremost, you motherfuckers be lying to yourselves. So when some real shit come up, you stammer like you're doing right now. No, man. Look, baby, I need this done. I need that done. In order to do it, I need woo, woo, woo. And, you know, seem like you, whatever you say, she can only say yes or no. And what I'm saying is, if you just asking for some shit, she going to say no. But if she see you making moves and she, you know, realize you need some help, that bitch going to reach you. They reach me all the time. Not all the time. I take that back. But they reach me because I ain't fucking with them. If you can't help me, the fuck, I got some pussy. I'll fuck the bitch I've been fucking. I ain't got to fuck you. But if you gonna make some moves in my favor, then we might could talk about some of that cheap bullshit. You got, that's how I talk. And they be saying, damn, what you want me to do, put some ice cream on it? Motherfucker, I need help. Motherfuckers think I'm crazy. And I am crazy like a motherfucking fox. Period. So you understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah. It took me, that right there took me a little further, yeah.
What am I saying then, man, to you?
What you're saying to me is you opened my eyes to my bullshit, really. You know,
Hey, bro, thank you. That's all. You ain't even got to go no further because that's all I was trying to do. Let you know you bullshitting, man. You full of shit. And you really don't want to be. Or else you wouldn't have seen that that's what I was saying. You would have denied it. You would have went everywhere but where you went. So I know you being real and you really see the shit, man. And if you do, you know, just make them little changes and it'll come around.
Okay. right. And two, I got a little consultation shit set up too, but it's probably been like 2 days and shit. You know, I ain't know if something happens to you or what. You hear me?
I think I didn't. You know what? A $45 one, I think, right?
Yeah.
Man, tonight, you put your number in there too, didn't you?
Yep.
Man, I got busy. I'm sorry, man. I was sick yesterday. I couldn't even do my damn class, my group thing. But I got you. Matter of fact, I got you when we get done. You got time when we get done with this?
Yeah, I got time.
All right, man. What time am I going to be through? An hour and a half, I'm going to be done with this. So I'll call
you. Okay. All right.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, too, bro. Man, I get to doing shit. See, the method that I use is called active learning. There is no need or no sense in thinking you could do something because you read about it. It makes no sense for you to think you could do something because you took a test and got all the answers right. The only way you can do something or show that you can do something is to go out and do it in real time. Not go out in some setup situation. Go out in real time and do whatever it is you say you can do. Because believe me, you get a doctor that got a B, I would never let that motherfucker operate on me. I don't give a fuck that he got the rest of AIDS. If whoever the fuck operate on me, to my knowledge, that motherfucker going to have straight A's. And if he fuck up on me, he just fuck up. But a motherfucker that fucks up, no. Nah. Because if you get a B, you already done fucked up. So I ain't finna give you action. Not on me. And you got to think like that. Each level, you know, is basically $300. There's five levels. Do the math. But you know me. You know, we can talk. But my point and what I'm saying is my birthday coming up, November 21st. And I'm telling you, I'm open. I mean, I'm not giving my shit away. But I'm giving fantastic deals. And what think about this. 500. And you can get it all. You're saving $1,000. I'm just saying. I do shit when I can. And I can do this because I'm saying things is, you know, been pretty good for me. And I know after my birthday, the full price is going to be in effect. So I'm only opening the door for like 10 days. So whatever happened in 10 days on that, you can get the whole shit, the whole set. Matter of fact, not just the truckers. Even the, okay. Now, oh my God, I don't want to say that. Yeah. Until my birthday, November 21st, the off-campus course or the SWU course, either one. You can get, if you get the off-campus, you get all five modules. If you get the SWU, when you get the course and the tuition for SWU for $500. Now, come on. How can you beat that? How the fuck can you beat that? You can't. That's why I do shit. Because you just can't fuck with me. I mean, of course, anybody can do whatever the fuck they want to do. Somebody can get shit away free. I mean, come on. But what I'm saying is I've been in a lot of meetings, and I've come to the conclusion that I've been like a monitor. A monitor on the game today. And I don't know, for the past 15 years, whatever, on this social media, I've been going hard. And believe it or not, I have seen a few changes due to the direction that I'm going in. I'm actually not looking, personally looking, but I'm actually hoping somebody want to take over this monitoring the game, because SWU is requiring more and more of my time. And, I don't know. I'm just saying, whoever is qualified to actually, you know, do what I be doing, cussing motherfuckers up who ain't being real, any type of faking you, I'm gonna find it, because I got a fake detector. This detector, just like you got that thing, a metal detector, wants to detect all metal. Mamas and fake detectors. You can't get past it. So, but what I'm saying is, I just hope whoever takes it over, because like I'm saying, you're not fucking my side. Our university is starting to take my time. You know, I'm going to continue to make videos. And, of course, I'm going to continue as of you. But I'm going to be going all out trying to check everybody about seeing this or that file. Therefore, you may see a kinder, gentler, but the same ganged up motherfucking bud doing something else. And I hope whoever takes over, I hope my motherfucking partner does, but you know, we have to see. Whoever the replacement is going to be, they're going to have impeccable references. Are there any applications? You know, a few years back, I got into the Black Lives Matter thing, and I was paying attention anyway. But I just started paying attention to the parents of, the mass shootings. And they weren't black. Now, don't get me wrong. The victims weren't black. But the Black Lives Matter movement is what got me paying attention to this shit. And I guess it was about gun control. Now, way before gun control, when I was like 16, I had never shot a gun. And I never did shoot a gun until I was maybe 21 or something. Not to be grown, but that's when I did. 404, Earl, is this you again? What's up?
Yeah, you just threw me for another loop when you said you're looking for somebody to take over. me, Jonathan, Jeff, and Warren already been doing it.
Well, I know you guys been doing what y'all been doing. You know, you talking about in the group?
Yeah, like after each class, we talked to every last one of the students who want to get on.
Yeah, that's good, man. But maybe you, one of y'all might be the one. I don't know. I ain't ready to go yet. God damn it.
What you do?
It might be a minute before I actually go, but all I want is to fuck with Sidewalk University, man. I want that to be my work.
Hey, well, just know you got some lines ready to bite the second you put that call out.
All right, Earl. Hey, make sure you holler at me, man. For sure. See, I remember it was Thousand Oaks. It was a father and a mother. They was white. And they was just in tears. And I fucking felt it. I mean, fuck them being white. I was thinking about my daughter. And what I'm saying is the man, he was in tears. And he said, you can't understand what I'm going through or how this feels. And I'm telling you, it was another man who had survived the shooting that was here in Las Vegas at that concert, only to get killed in this mass shooting. When he got home, he lived in Thousand Oaks. He is one of the ones that got killed. Man, that father that said through the tears, only me and my son know how much I love him and how much this hurts. Man, no, mister. I beg to disagree. I can't imagine how the extent of sorrow I was feeling. I can't imagine, because I cried for him. And then this lady, she said, I mean, she could barely contain herself. And she just had so many tears. She said that, I don't want none of your prayers. I don't want no well wishes. I want gun control. I want to see gun control. You know fucking what? So do I. I basically was saying something to whoever. You know, it's up to the individual. But no, man. Just like with this COVID shit. Motherfucker, you ain't gotta get the shot. But if you get sick, don't bring your ass to the hospital because you're taking up beds for people that did take the shot and got sick. I'm saying, if you want what you want it, so do it. But you can't make me suffer for it. Shit. We on a pace to accept a mass murder a week, if not a day. And I don't know what to suggest to you motherfuckers to make you understand. Just be careful. Wherever you at, because if you've been watching the news, there's only 365 days in a year. And I think that year and every year after, at this point, we didn't have over 300 fucking mass shootings. Motherfucker have maybe 60 days left in the year. And if we have 307, we must have been having one a day. I mean, unforced gun violence directed towards innocent people is just, it's fucking crazy. So what I'm saying is, if you go out, if you're at a gathering, no matter where you are, the movies, just be fucking careful. You don't want to get in no argument. It ain't worth it. Especially with a strange person. Man, come on, don't do that. I want you motherfucking here so I can rant and rave at your motherfucking ass. I want to cuss you out, and I want to talk about you not having no motherfucking game. I don't care. I want you here for my own fucking greed. It's just getting too risky to even go to the dragon. I'm almost a prisoner to my thoughts on this insanity. I drive down the streets. I be looking for crazy shit to happen. That's a fucked up way to live. But what the fuck are we going to do with people doing what they doing? And then you got these politicians talking about killing everybody. This shit is crazy. That's why you got to become self-sufficient. That's why you got to be able to work from home. I mean, you don't have to work from home, but you want to be, but you want to be able to. Now, on the other hand, you guys who have actually bought the course and you decide that you want to come to Sidewalk University, just send me the email that I sent you the course in. Just send it to me. Say what you want, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I mean, it's that simple. Because I don't really want to do a whole bunch of talking about it. I just don't. I ain't trying to, you know, sell. Well, I guess I am trying to sell shit. But selling shit is secondary to making Sidewalk University go, although I would imagine it goes hand in hand, but my thoughts is secondary. I'm not going to offer free enrollment, but I'm definitely striking down $1,000 off it, and it ain't but $1,500. So this is a gift that I'm bestowing on whoever the fuck wants it. I'm going to go through my PayPal history. I'm going to go back a year. And I'm recording all the emails that reflects the entire course person. And I'm doing that because I'm getting ready to start a new group. And, of course, this group is going to be part or an extension of Sidewalk University. If you want to leave it to chance, you can. But if you have an email I sent you, the email that I sent you the course on, and it shows that you bought the full course, not the full library, the full course. You spent that money on improving yourself, and I'm going to honor whatever I got going. I'm talking about as far as this deal. But that's if you've already bought the full course. I'm just saying, man, I'm slinging dope. I am. I'm like a dope dealer. I'm slinging it. And I got another group. I got several groups. I got the Council of Extraordinary Men, which is graduates from Sidewalk University. Because once you graduate, you have access to me, but you ain't gonna really want to be asking me shit. Because you learn, you can answer your own questions, but at the same time, you have shit on your mind. So you talk to other graduates, people that every graduate got a straight A. Straight A's. meaning they know the rope, written, all that bullshit, and the active. They know rope and active. So the thing is, they ready. They're ready. They need to speak to you, not to each other, but to men on the level that they're on. And who better to, you know, kick it with than motherfuckers that graduated from the same school you did. So it's graduate work, but it's not actually school work. And it's definitely going to be well worth the effort you put in to doing what's required. There's a few more things I need to get before I'm going to be where I'm in control of, you know, this sidewalk university shit, instead of it controlling me. Because believe me, shit happened right now, and I got to stop what I'm doing. And what, you know, I should have problem-free shows. I should have videos. But, you know, my trusty phone is right here. You know, you do need to call a nigga. I mean, all the bullshit I experience is really growing pains for me. It amazes me how, you know, some people just procrastinate. I have not heard from one of the motherfuckers that promised to get on the tooth and blood sale that I had in October. The sale was very successful, but I had a lot of people promising blah, blah, blah. That's why I don't pay attention to that shit. The motherfucker that promises may or may not do it. The motherfucker that don't say nothing, when he want to do it, he going to do it. Otherwise, if he say to himself, well, today's Friday. Next Thursday, I'm going to get that shit. Next Thursday, he's going to get it. But the motherfucker say, hey, man, you know, you're going to have that sale going on. Yeah, next Thursday, I'll hit you. I'm going to hit you. Never hear from that fool. I only want to hear from the ones that's serious anyway. So, I hear from the ones who send their money in because they want the course. They're not fucking trying to be on my bandwagon. And you know what I do? They send the money in, and a lot of the times I give them a two-for-one deal anyway. I do. And they feel truly blessed. Now, if you couldn't see it then, now you see why. I don't care one iota about what you will do next week or the next month. I care about what's real, whatever that is, whenever that is. You ain't got to make no plans with me. It's really that simple. If you listen to these dudes, you think they were serious as fuck, but they aren't. I mean, could that be a sign that that's how the ladies see you too? They see you ain't shit and you ain't serious? Well, I continue to hear it from the ladies that I speak with. You know, when I tell them about my videos, and they all say, man, those motherfuckers talk a good game, but don't come even close to being what you represent. Well, I take that as a compliment, which it is. But they make mama's boys, and niggas still living at home. 38-year-old motherfucker. 38-year-old motherfuckers got to go in the back door quiet. You know, the way his mom was. Man, you guys. And if the way you respond, well, yeah, the way he was responding to this fucking gift right before Christmas, if that's any indication, I'm sure you heard, you know, the truth. Your pudding haven't even started to get mixed. You got to make moves, not excuses. I've been in the woodshed working my ass off. You know, got them MP3s, you know, for those of you who need word for word examples. I got them up as polished. And if you use what I'm telling you, the shit is going to help you accomplish your goal. What I'm saying is the only thing I can guarantee is that if you do exactly as stated, you're going to come up. Voice, attitude, and your confidence is what you want to be on display. You know, get at me and let me know whether or not you know you're working still or you someone blazing the trail in the streets. It doesn't matter, but I would like to know that when we start talking. And if you don't tell me, I'm going to tell you, because 2-3 minutes talking to you, I know. Whichever it is, I have instructions on what to do and how to do it. Now, this morning and each morning I wake up, I first think of what I'm going to do today. Then I get to it. But this morning I had a lot of shit to do that I really wasn't looking forward to doing it, but I got started at like 7:30 this morning, and I actually finished the shit before 11:15. I had to help my daughter rearrange her fucking bedroom because I built her some new things, and she needed to make space for them, but you know. I could have told her no, but right after that, I needed to make some holders for my cologne. And I've just been busy. I dreamed of this shit last night, though, this design out of a 2x4 and a 1x4 glued together. And I drilled some holes, and then I sanded it down real good. And then I got all my Cuba cologne and stuck them in the holes. I got about 25 coolers. This is so tough. But anyway, once I started making them, I became challenged. I started making this shit and then I just like turned off. I don't know what came over me. As excited I was to do it, I was that turned off by it. And, you know, you and me, I like doing shit, especially making shit. So, I know in life's journey, you meet a few people, some of them good, some of them bad. And along the way, somehow you learn how to tell who's who. Then the sooner the better for your motherfucking ass that you learn who's who. If you can't tell by seriousness, honesty, and really desire to help you, then, you know, it's cool. It's the unpredictable things about life that keep you going. At least for me, it's that way. Because, you know, I wake up every morning and I got to think of what I want to do. I got to think of what I want to do. I got to think of that first. Because what I decided last night might not even be what I still want to do. You know what's so cool about that? Is that I'm calling all the shots in my life. I got classes or my books or my projects. I got so many things to choose from to keep me occupied. And that's not even including my family. I really love helping my daughter live. I like to wake up and have something to do with my daughter because she's grown in her own place. That means I got to go over there and do it, whatever it is. I love it. I fucking love it because that's what I always seen me as. I've always seen me as my dad, a provider, a nigga that ain't gonna let nobody that's fucking with me need shit. That's the thing. It's my life, and I'm taking full responsibility for what I think. And I'm taking full responsibility for whatever happens in my life. So, well, I'm starting to make book announcements. Not right now, but when I start making them, I just wish you share the announcements. My books are starting to sell, but it's still not good enough because there's not enough people buzz about it. Share whatever book you bought. Why don't you guys that have bought a book or two, why don't you guys write some kind of review about it? If you hate it, you hate it. If you love it, you love it. But I'm just saying, right now, you know, I can't accept manuscripts. I have to use my own books because I'm trying to get this distribution. I thought I had it a year ago, but this motherfucker was faking of it. But I am looking for big things to happen for Real Fly Folks. And I got you guys to thank. So thanks for every goddamn thing. And right now, well, if you notice, I ain't been smoking the weed today. And the only reason I got hella weed, the only reason I ain't been smoking none is because I just said I wouldn't go smoke none on the show today. Sometimes I want to see what I can or cannot do. Now, I think if I would have said I ain't going to have a drink, I think I would have failed that one. But, you know, that. I don't believe weed is a gateway drug. I don't believe smoking weed causes you to do other drugs. What I do believe is that weed is illegal. So you go to the environment where you can buy this illegal thing. And there's other illegal things being sold there or in that area. So you could buy some weed and there and go and come back for years and never fuck with something else. Or you can go there to buy some weed and third time there, somebody gets you to buy some crack or some heroin or whatever. Next thing you know, you go in there to buy that shit. And then the police, you know, get the fucking one and go, well, what got you coming over here, goddammit? Well, goddamn, I just came over here to buy some weed, and the next thing I know, I was all fucked up. Yeah, weed causes that shit, yeah. Nah, weed don't cause it. It don't. The thing is, weed does not make a motherfucker want to use a stronger drug. Buying weed illegally is what does that. Not the weed. Just doing this illegal thing is what does it. So in that regard, I'm all for legal distribution of weed, although I'd never buy it from a weed store. But at least, you know, when your kids go to the weed store to buy some weed, ain't no coke dealers or no pill pushers or no heroin, you know, selling motherfuckers trying to entice your kid to buy that shit. Plus, there's just going to be a big cash increase for those states that actually allow it to flourish. Now, as soon as they report how much debt they took care of, that's when you're going to see the rest of the country really look at this logically. There's a lot of fucking money to be made selling weed legally. It's not going to stop me from buying it illegally. Because I think for me, part of smoking weed is the risk of buying it. I'm a crazy nigga. That's why I smoke these cigars. That's why I drink. I just can't be straight. I got to do something fucked up. Let me see how stream y'all going over here. Oh, yeah, you guys going. Okay. King 001, I can make any deal I fucking want to, goddammit. Hit me and talk to me about it, fella. Guns don't kill people. You right about that, Black Pearl. Click that like. That's right. Check off. Fake it. Hey. Oh, you right, King. But if someone want to buy your tools, how much? Oh, shit. Matter of fact. Oh, it's done. I just had a dude send me $1,050 for all 36 of the conversation tools. And I just looked here and the links were being made while I was talking to you guys. So now I'm going to send in the link with all 36 fucking tools on it. And I made that money today. So if that's what you want to know, that's how much it costs. Listen, what's happening? Okay. Let me send him these. This is what I be doing. Yep. Okay. Now. Yeah, see? A motherfucker. Hey, bro. King 001. You better hit me, man, because I got the shit already done. I just sold Nick Leaks for all 30 of them. So if you want them, I can just give you this same link. Hit me on that PayPal, goddammit, and let's roll. If you really want the shit. But you know, if you don't, that's cool too. But you guys, hey, King 001, I already know you ain't finna buy shit because you asking way too many questions about buying the shit. So if that's it, then that's it for you. The shop for this one. Confidence. Omar Wall. Why would the motherfucker have that song? Lambert Park, champion of the truth. We'd like to enlist you to speak to about 200 teens and young adults and explain to them why pimping is not the way. What's your email? My email is going across. Maybe you're not on Steam, right? Ask Rosebud with 2 D's at gmail.com. Hey, champion of the truth, hit me. We can talk about that. Man, that was that, not neither one. It wasn't my daughter of the real Tay Montana. That wasn't my daughter, and she wasn't really my girl. But, I mean, I'm busting that pussy out. Straight from the gate. All that's negotiable, bro. It depends what the event is. You know, I think I might start looking at this shit a little bit earlier. You guys said, was saying some motherfucker was a troll. But get rid of him, he's a troll. So, look, I'm gone. This is a short or a shorter video. And I'm a little sick. I'm not sick, but I'm a little sick. And that's really why I ain't smoking no weed, motherfucker. Because, you know, I'm sick, and that shit had me coughing like a motherfucker. So, I'm gone, you guys. I got another cold video for you maybe later tonight. I don't know.